This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan may be the best known for a seminal essay he wrote three decades ago. The Democratic senator from New York said that the country back then was defining deviancy down. His concern was that deviant behavior had become so pervasive, even in the 1980s and 1990s, that commentators were beginning to redefine it to cope with it. He began by acknowledging that there is always a certain amount of deviancy in society, but when you get too much, you begin to think that it's not really that bad. Pretty soon you become accustomed to very destructive behavior. Anyone who's read the book of Isaiah will recognize this tendency. In Isaiah 5:20, we read, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." Scott Hoganson referred to the Moynihan description of deviancy as he listed numerous examples of what used to be defined as medical malpractice, criminal molestation, voyeurism, and rape. He concludes that we have defined deviancy so downward, it's positively subterranean. He reminds us that our laws are written by humans, but they're also written on the human heart. You may disagree with your neighbor, but you don't vandalize his home. You may not like the guy who stole your parking place, but you don't key his car. Jeremiah wrote that the Lord declared, "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts." The writer of Hebrews explains that God says, "I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." That is why Christians need to speak out against evil and not let a secular society call evil good. The deviancy today is even worse than that of the 1980s and 1990s when Senator Moynihan lamented that we were defining deviancy down. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.